1-9 to Tyrconnell Gaels, 9 points to the Kingdom Kerry Gaels. That would suggest to me a quite close game.
Yeah, quite close. Listen, you know, it's well documented over here. I don't know if you guys know it at home, but we've been held up for the championship for the last 8 or 9 weeks, so we haven't had a game. We actually had one challenge game in between. It's very hard to get challenge games over here, so our preparation for this was quite tough. You can only train so much, and you know, you can only do so much in training on the training field so therefore. It doesn't happen on a match day a lot of the time. So we struggled. We had a lot of dirty D's in the tank today, so we got rid of it, thank God. But we've done enough just to get through.
You trailed early on in the game, but in that goal that came in the first half, which was a winning goal, I suppose, put you in the ascendancy.
Yeah. There was a strong breeze in the first half, Kingdom Kerry put on a lot of pressure early on, and they whacked up a few scores from far out, so we were lucky to get that goal to put us back into the game, really. But I thought throughout we were still a stronger, fitter team throughout. But fair play to the Kingdom, they kept both strong, and they made it very, very difficult for the first.
And do you know who you're playing in the final?
We do indeed, yeah. St Kiernan's, they're in the same boat as us. They actually played their semi-final on the 4th of October, so they'll be in the same boat as us. They probably wouldn't have had a proper game since either, so... It's 3 weeks' time, the 29th of November, so it's a long wait. But, you know, we've spoke about it. We've ambitions of playing an All-Ireland Club quarter-final. And, you know, we're instead of being training for a county title, we feel that we're training for an All-Ireland Club quarter-final. And there's a good preparation for that, we feel.
Are you favourites for this final, obviously?
We will be on paper, yes. We'll be on paper. But, listen, you know, today... With the situation that we have at present, the moment favouritism goes out the window because with the lack of preparation for both teams, it narrows down the standard a little bit. But definitely on paper, we'd be favourites. Like, you know, this without having big egos, though, we would have prepared for this early on in the year. Like, you know, so as if we're kind of being big headed about the whole thing or not. But you know, listen, we have a set on the 12th of December. There's a county title to be won in the meantime, and it doesn't come. You know, listen, we have to win it too. So it doesn't come. It doesn't come to us too easy.
Any outstanding performances today?
Yeah, we had some good. Our defence in the hole played well, stood out well. We had Mark Gotcher play well in midfield. We brought on Adrian Hanlon. Adrian was a sub. Unfortunately, Adrian works nights over here a lot of the time for the last couple of weeks, so he's missed a couple of training, but he's still a critical part of our team. Ashley Carr from Kilcar, he came on as well, sub. So we've loved them all, men, and all good men to have.
Well, with a name like that and they're coming on as subs, you must have a quite strong team.
Yeah, actually. Shamey Freel started for us too from Fannad. So we have a good Donegal contingent on us and all critical members of our squad. But we have a good squad. That's the main thing. You know, we had one good squad last year. That's where we won it. And, you know, we have squad members there that will get on any other team and we get on our team any other day, like, you know.